Now, I was talking to everybody earlier in the show about how I attended the International Council of Shopping Centers Convention in Orlando. In a word, it's optimistic. The shopping center industry is coming back. Every sector in the industry continues to show growth and improvement. However, there were a lot of people that weren't there this year that were there in the past. And what I'm noticing is an evolution in the industry. Maybe it's because I'm just getting old, but everybody seems to be getting younger and fewer people my age are going to the show. I found that on the final day, when you're going around and talking to all of the different people in their booths, the only people I knew were the owners. They're the only ones that are old enough to remember what's going on. One of our listeners just emailed me and alerted me that it's laurenskid.org. Laurenskids.org. Go there, sign up, and get your Lawrence Kids license plate and let everybody know where you stand on the issue that, to me, is one of the most important to face us every day. Oh, I can't talk enough about how important that is. High five to our listener for letting me know that I made the mistake. I apologize to Lauren's kids. So the ICSC event was wild. So let's talk about some of the things I touted. Development trends. What's going on in development? Well, what's going on is that there's a wide variety of different sectors in the retail environment. We'll talk about a few of them. Fortress regional malls, call them the Aventura Mall or Dadeland. There isn't a lot of stuff that you can do to a mall like that, so they're being redeveloped. You saw them in Aventura when they added some of the food court and some of the improvements to the parking garage, et cetera, that they did there. You're seeing Dadeland adding its little area, the Sawgrass Mills Value Center Super Regional Mall, that added something too. So the top locations are adding on. But what's going on with the malls that need to be redeveloped? They're being redeveloped. Look at the Palm Beach Mall up at I-95 and golly gee, what is it, Palm Beach? I can't remember what street it's on, but right off I-95 in downtown Palm Beach by what I used to call the Leaky Teepee, where we used to go watch the Braves and the Expos play. Oh, my old man. And that's being totally gut redeveloped as a value center. So the regional malls, they're going through an evolution. The strongest ones are getting stronger. The weakest ones are disappearing. What's going on in other sectors? Well, the value mall area is exploding. We're doing a number of them as investors. And so that's sort of what we're doing. And then there are the grocery anchored shopping centers. And there's two types of grocery anchored shopping centers. There's the ones that contain what I call a lot of pro forma space. Envision the centers in the middle of Broward County that have all little small shops that are really a bunch of tattoo parlors, churches, and gyms. They may have a little bit too much extra space in them, maybe a big parking lot. That there's an apartment site. And then you've got the in-town grocery locations, like the one they're trying to do in Wynwood for Walmart. And that shows you that single stores are being developed in locations. And then there is the question of where are the new grocery-anchored retail centers going to be? And the answer is there won't be too many of them because most of the areas already have a lot of competition. What you'll see is redevelopment of some of the existing shuttered or underperforming centers, and they'll be reopening as Walmarts. Walmart will be coming to a town near you. So just keep looking. That's sort of what's going on the grocery anchored side. Now let's talk about a little bit about what's going on in the capital market side. The capital market side is there's not a lot of trades going on. The trades that are going on, if they have a Publix, your buyer's probably Publix protecting itself. If it's a lease, the leases are cranking. There's a lot of leases as the economy continues to bubble. Small tenants are starting to refill the space. The small tenants are able to now get credit a little easier, so they're coming back. Also, there are a lot of smaller credit tenants that are looking to expand, and then the junior anchors, people like Ross, are also out there. The number one big tenant, Target, that French retailer out of Minnesota, is expanding. So you'll be seeing Target probably popping up a little bit near you too. Stevie's given me the finger, which means it's almost time to go. So I'm going to break a little early because I want to get to the other good stuff on the backside of the commercial. So stick with me. More stuff about what I learned at the ICSC, International Council of Shopping Centers Convention in Orlando. Stevie, take me away.